And Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Kevin McDonough from the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. President and Senators, the recent snowfalls remind us of the importance of people like our snowplow drivers, our public safety personnel, statewide and county and local, and so many others who serve us in a variety of ways. Let's take a quiet moment. Pray for all those whose work is entrusted to your care and whose generous service helps us all be about our work as well. Let's pray for them. Merciful God, we thank you for so many dedicated, strong public servants at our state, at our county, at our most local levels. We ask that you would keep them safe on the road, protect them as they protect us, and grant that the work of this Senate advance their dignity and help each of us to become more and more careful of the common good. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Nice message. Yeah. See you later. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemeller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger. A quorum is present.
First order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller to adopt.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that the report pertaining to amendments be laid on the table. Appointments.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are two printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we will take them as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. We have four motions by Senator Berglund to explain. Senator Berglund.
I move that Senate File 612 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be referred to the Committee on Finance.
You've talked to the chair people of the committees, and everybody's in agreement.
Yes.
All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator? She has
I move that Senate File 1239 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
All right. Is that 1239? All right. You've talked to the chairs of the committees. On the Berglund motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Berglund.
I move that Senate File 1240 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay, and again, you've talked You've talked to the chairs of the respective committees. Okay. On the Berglund motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Berglund.
Then I move, Mr. President, that Senate File 1241 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
On the Berglund motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pappas, did you have a motion to re-refer a bill?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 969 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Again, Senator Pappas, you've talked to the chairs of the committees. And
yes, this is at the request of Senator Moy. She said she doesn't need to see the bill.
All right. On the Pappas motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is the general orders calendar. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate to now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Bill on the general orders calendar for today will be Senate file.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I'd like to designate 1, 2, 3, and 5. And we'll see where we're at after those. So not including number 4. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
All right. First bill under consideration this morning will be Senate File 646, Senator Moy.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 646 be recommended to pass.
On the bill, Senator Moy.
Mr. Chairman and members, the Journal of the American Medical Association estimates that almost 30% of teens are involved in bullying, either as a target or a bully. And the National Education Association estimates that more than 160,000 children stay home from school every day because of intimidation. School bullies who once harassed other kids in the cafeteria today use online technology to spread fear and intimidation. Every day, an estimated 45 million American children go online. Visitors to the social networking website MySpace.com has jumped 183% from 2005 to 2006. And in a 2006 survey of college freshmen, 31% reported having been bullied, harassed, or stalked online while in high school. An estimated 13 million children ages 6 to 17 have been victims of cyberbullying, according to the group.
Let's listen to the explanation of the bill. Senator Moy.
According to the group Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, 13 million children ages 6 to 17 have been victims of cyberbullying. In 2005, the legislature required school boards to adopt a written policy on school bullying. And in light of the rise in cyberbullying, we are suggesting that the law be amended to include the sending or posting of harmful text or images using technology such as the internet or wireless communication also to be included in the written bullying policy. Mr. Chairman and members, the Senate File 646 passed out of the policy committee onto the floor. It has the Minnesota School Boards Association support. The School Boards Association annually, or since our last bullying law passed, has written model language to help school districts address this issue, and I believe that the association, once this bill becomes law, the School Boards Association will be revising their modeling language. Mr. Chairman and members, I stand for questions.
Further discussion on Senate File 646. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion of Senator Moy that Senate File 646 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next bill under consideration this morning will be Senate File 227, Senator Vickerman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File number 227 be recommended to pass.
Senator Vickerman, on the bill. Explain the bill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, it's the Rural Finance Authority partners with local lenders to provide affordable credit to eligible farmers. The RFA administrates programs that provide credit for the purchase of livestock, machinery, storage facilities, and farm real estate. This program is funded through the sale of bonds, and the debt on those bonds is serviced by farmers who receive the loans. The problem we run into is RFA ran out of money last summer because of heavy loan demand, and so they have been able to participate in these farm loans. Senate File 227 requests $25 million in bonding authority for the Rural Finance Authority so that they can resume these loan activities. Members of the Senate, these bonds are user finance general obligation bonds that were refunded with the proceeds from the fees and loan repayments made by the beneficiaries to the program. And Mr. Chair, it's coming into the farming season, and they've been unable to make loans since last fall because they don't have the bonding authority. This simply gives them the bonding authority. It doesn't give them all the money that they need. They just gives them authority to issue the bonds as they need it.
Okay, further discussion on Senate File 227. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion of Senator Vickerman that Senate File 227 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next bill on the general orders calendar for this morning will be, is it Senate File? Be House File number 160, Senator Higgins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Right?
Right.
Chair.
That's correct.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, House File number 160 be recommended to pass.
On the bill, Senator Higgins, explanation.
Mr. Chair, this bill allows the reallocation of funds for different uses within the Help America Vote Act account for the next 4 months. For the rest of this biennium. Some of the projects funded were completed without spending all of the funds that were allocated. This bill would simply allow for the completion of other projects, such as assisting local election officials in the statewide voter reg system, processing complaints, and establishing the state voting systems contracts. I urge your vote.
Further discussion on House File 160. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion of Senator Higgins that House File number 160 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next bill under consideration be number 5 on general orders, Senate File 572, Senator Wergen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File number 572 be recommended to pass.
Senator Wergen, on the bill.
Mr. Chair, this bill takes the school bus driver's certificate and adds that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration physical, can apply and be accepted as a qualified examination for the school bus driver's physical. The only question that was raised in committee was concerning peripheral vision, and I have with me today the eligibility requirements for the eye exam for the FAA physical. They far exceed anything within the school bus driver's physical, and that was the only question in committee. This is a physical where persons taking it fly 747s to China with 300 people on board. So it certainly is a strenuous physical. They have to undergo significant heart tests, eye tests, everything every year, and it's far outstrips that of the bus driver's physical. So I would ask that this be approved, please. Thank you.
A further discussion on Senate File 572? Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion of Senator Wergen that Senate File 572 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Uh, Betzel, could you arise the report?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move the committee to now arise and report.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Betzel.
I move that the report of the committee of the whole as kept by the secretary be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business will be introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are a couple of corrections on page 2. Senate file 1466 will go to finance, 1467 to finance. Page 4, 1487 to environment and natural resources. Remaining on page 4, 1489 to the Judiciary Committee. On page 5, 1495 to business, industry, and jobs. And on page 5, Senate file 1500 to Finance Committee. Is there one to be read at the desk?
In addition to what's on your agenda today, Senator Rest introduces Senate File 1539, a bill for an act relating to state government, establishing a grants management process, governance and structure, and appropriating money.
This bill will be referred to the State and Local Government Operations and Oversight Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is announcements of Senate interest. Senator Pogemiller. Before I recognize you, Senator Pogemiller, Senator Murphy, Han, and Johnson from today's session all day. Senator Pogemiller.
Members, I'd like to adjourn, and then if members would stay in their seats for an announcement. Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn till Wednesday, March 7th, 11 a.m.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Members, we've just received notice that Senator Sams has passed away, and so I'd like to, Mr. President, call for a moment of silence. Mr. President, we will get you information as quickly as we get it with regards to arrangements, and hope Senator Sams will be in his family. His family will be in your prayers today. Thank you.